Tim, welcome in. It's the Appetite for Construction podcast. Tim Ward, I'm John Mason Brink.
Things are good here. How about you with the construction zone of your home?
It's fantastic. We just had a remodel of our bathroom, which is done. Finally can use my bathroom. I don't have to use my disgusting kid's bathroom anymore. So,
yeah, but the videos you posted, there were some things we didn't need to see.
Oh, there's more to see. Believe me. But, yeah, but now they're putting in skylights, and I would never encourage anybody to get skylights in their house. But when we bought the house, it had skylights, and they're leaking, so now we're getting new ones. So, good stuff. Good stuff. So,
but over the last couple of weeks, though, you've had lots of contractors in your home then.
Yeah, for sure. We have.
Have any of those contractors used any of the product we're getting ready to talk about?
I don't think they have, but I will bring it up to them, so... For sure. But what Tim's talking about, we're going to bring on two guests to the show, and they are the co-founders of BitRip. It's Nicholas Dimitruk. Did I get it right, Nick?
Yep, that's perfect.
He's the CEO and co-founder of BitRip, and Catherine Chapman, co-founder sales and product. How you guys doing?
Doing great. As good as you can get on this Wednesday hump day.
Yeah.
That's right. Catherine.
Doing well. Thanks, John. Thanks, Tim.
Catherine, it's good to see you again. We had the pleasure of hanging out for a little bit at AHR and had you and Barry Campbell on for a quick podcast at AHR. So it's nice to have you on now for an extended period of time.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys taking the time.
You were on our AHR podcast at the very end of it. And, about 7 minutes or so, just to get a little background on BitRip. We're going to go over that again. But how was AHR for you and, you know, at the show? And I thought the traffic was really good. So what were your thoughts about the recent show?
Yeah, absolutely, John. AHR was great. Really, really good for a product like BitRip. So we were in the booth with our manufacturing partner, SureTape Technologies. But at AHR, you find all the different types of partners that can utilize a product like BitRip. You have the OEMs, you have wholesale distributors, and you have end users all in one place. And we find utility for the product with all of those types of partners. So it's really exciting to get everybody in the room or a very large convention center like you find in Chicago, and get to have a lot of those in-person conversations. Because with BitRip, you can talk about it, you can explain it, but it's really powerful when you get to see the way that it works too.
Catherine, real quick, talking about those various partner segments, is there a sweet spot for BitRip and the, you know, we want end users at this percentage, we want OEMs at this percentage, or is it really, you're so new in the game, you're really trying to branch out and get a broad swath? I'm curious what that is.
Yeah, it's a great question, Tim. So we like a mix, a really healthy mix of all of them. You know, OEMs help to flood the market. They help to show what the product is and how it exists. And they get end users more comfortable with using it. Because if you buy a product and it has this code on it, and that's how you access your warranty information or your manual about the equipment that you've just purchased, you're already getting yourself more comfortable with it. So that's really what manufacturers can do. Our wholesale distributors, they help distribute the physical labels that are a crucial part to the BitRip solution. And then our end users, they get to use it for themselves. They get to keep maintenance records on BitRip. They can do other kind of service checks. So it's a healthy mix of the three is really important because they all play a crucial role in introducing the product to the market.
So we're talking about BitRip. What is BitRip? I mean, our audience that's listening now is probably like, what is BitRip? If they didn't listen to the AHR podcast, what is BitRip? So we're going to ask Nicholas. Nick, we're on a shortener name basis with you, Nick. So what is BitRip? How did you come up with this idea? Tell us a little bit more about this.
If we had to go wind the clock all the way back, it would be probably about a decade ago. So in my previous life, when I wasn't a struggling entrepreneur, I was a Marine, which is kind of like an entrepreneur in many ways, because you deal with a lot of mission, but not a lot of money kind of thing. So I was in the Marine Corps. My primary job was to fly the jet aircraft, which was an AVAB Harrier. Fantastic time, loved it. But because the Marine Corps is, you know, very, what do you call it, minimalist when it comes to how they spend money, a lot of Marines have to be kind of a jack of all trades. So alongside flying aircraft, you don't have a designated logistics officer. It's you also. So you fly an aircraft, you land, and you're also running all the logistics for a squadron. And a lot of my experience doing that kind of mirrored what the construction world deals with. So imagine you're on a flight line in a hot, dusty place where no one wants to live because that's where jets have to fly. They're too noisy to live in great places like Miami and San Diego. They've got to be in the middle of nowhere. So we're in the middle of the desert in Yuma, Arizona, and we constantly moving thousands of people, dozens of jets, maintenance equipment, supplies, gear, you name it, always moving from our home base to an exercise to a deployment to the vacation destination of Afghanistan, back to Arizona, all over the place. And I was responsible for making those moves happen safely and efficiently. And at the time, we tracked everything with a spreadsheet or a 1,000 mile per hour notepad with a pen. And obviously that probably wasn't the best way to do it. And a lot of errors happened, and I won't go into detail as to the things that we might've or lost along the way, but they were big and they were expensive. And so I had looked into a way to improve that mechanism of tracking. And the obvious answer was barcode, QR codes, QR scanners. And when I looked into that world, the first thing I discovered was every solution out there was incredibly clunky, required weeks of training, lots of expensive equipment. And to be honest, it just wouldn't fit the bill. I could not train myself, train my Marines. And by the way, we shared a lot of this equipment with sister squadrons. And so if we were to create this system, I'd have to convince the other squadrons to do the same thing. And so there was so many things in the way that I just ended up abandoning adding that digital accountability and just went back to spreadsheets and pen and paper, which, again, mirroring the construction industry, I think the always the resort is go back to the simplest thing you know how to do, spreadsheets, pen and paper. And so that really stuck with me for a long time. So a decade later, when I was at business school, I met Catherine at an incubator at MIT, and we looked at that problem and decided we could solve it with a product like BitRep. And so essentially what we did was list out all the things that were an absolute nuisance with these tracking systems, whether it be a huge amount of expense up front, huge amount of data importing, having to print QR labels, having to match QR labels with assets, all the things that anyone would hate doing, and see if we can knock them out one by one and create the most simple system on earth when it came to just tracking stuff in dirty dynamic environments. Just keep it to the basics and get it so it's just as simple as pen and paper or spreadsheets, but offering a huge amount of visibility on the field. And so that basically was BitRep and how it came about. And so what is BitRep? Well, BitRep is basically this. You grab a roll of digital stickers. These stickers are scannable. Every one of them is unique. You stick the sticker on anything, equipment, materials, a hard hat. You scan it with a free mobile app, and you dump any amount of information you want in it. Every single sticker is just like a Google Drive of information. So when the next person scans it, they see that information, they can add, edit, delete, do anything. And it's just sticking information to places. That's it. That's the concept. And so imagine just having a piece of equipment, putting a sticker on it, stack scanning it, and putting an inspection form on there, a photograph, an audio note saying this thing's broken, needs maintenance. And immediately all that digital information, like a digital sticky note, is attached to that object. And that's all you need. Free app, roller stickers. And so that's kind of what I would have dreamed of in the Marine Corps. And so that's kind of what we built. And it seems that construction really, really appreciates something that is that simple and gets the job done.
John, the irony here is that when I first was introduced to BitRip, when we first started talking to Catherine and Nick and Tom and Barry a couple months ago, I was trying to explain it to a contractor friend. And I said, imagine marrying QR codes and 3M notebook, you know, paper, the 3M notebook papers that you have on your desk. Imagine if they were married and had a baby. This is what BitRip is. And he was like, oh, that makes sense. You can stick it on anything and track it. I said, yeah, they've developed a really cool app. So I'm sorry, Nick. I know you're a Marine. I'm previous Army, but I applaud you for having the intelligence to figure out this solution.
If you haven't heard, Navien's new NPF hydro furnace is on the market, and they're offering an unbelievable incentive to try it. This new furnace from Navien is 97% AFUE ultra-low NOx and has an industry-leading variable capacity ranging from 15 to 100%. Right now, contractors can get a $1,000 gift card when they go to navienfurnace.com and submit their first NPF purchase info. Again, that's a $1,000 gift card. NPF purchases must be made between January 22nd and April 15th, 2024, and submitted through the form at navienfurnace.com by April 20th, 2024. See full promotion details at navienfurnace.com. Don't miss out on this great promotion.
It's great that they mirror everything off me as this sort of the custom, the end user. So as a Marine, my knuckles drag on the ground everywhere I go. And I lose my patience with tech more than anyone you've ever. I get it from my dad. As soon as the tech doesn't do anything I don't want it to do, I sling it across planet Earth. Even though it's a fantastic stuff. I mean, this thing is beaming all the way to a satellite and talking to people on the other side of the world. It's incredible technology, but I need it to work immediately. And so every time we do anything with BitRip, they kind of pass it on to the tester, the monkey tester, which is me. I sit there, kind of look at it, bang it, throw it across the room and figure out how to do it. And it passes the test. So I am the test monkey for the entire company. And being a Marine, it gives me a huge advantage.
What kind of jet did you fly?
The AVAB Harrier, which ironically is the only jet that I think the United States flew that was a British-made jet.
So that's the jet that just takes off from the – it goes straight up, right? It
goes straight up, and then you push the nozzles back, the exhaust back, and then it launches forward. So it's actually no longer, I think it's about to get decommissioned. So you'll not have one around, but it's getting taken over by the F-35, which does the same thing. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, that's honestly the last aircraft that's truly stick and rudder, old school.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else has been taken over by computers. So I am happy as a clam that I was the last of the stick and rudders.
Yeah. No, I just found that interesting. But another question I had is, you know, you said you went 10 years, you met Catherine. How did you know or why did you target the construction industry?
Complete by chance. So Okay. Obviously when I made this product, we immediately kind of focused on the military. But we had someone close by, I can't remember how we met them, but they were a friend of someone who worked at the company, and they worked in construction, and they basically told us about the construction trades, because I think Catherine and I were fundamentally new. In 2019, we knew nothing. At least I didn't know anything. And they said, look, in construction, just so you know, we lose a lot of crap. Like a lot. And I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, tell me about it. And they started describing how when they do prefab materials or any kind of material drop off, it gets dumped in this lay down yard and someone signs for it on a piece of paper and that is it. And then when you need that stuff, you have to basically search the lay down yard, hopefully a sector, and hope you pick up the right material and go with it. And it's particularly a nuisance for specific materials that are very, very customized, like doors, frames, and hardware. And so they said, your solution, given that it's not only a digital sticky note, but every time it gets scanned, it can pull a GPS location from your phone. So now you drop the lay down, your materials off, you scan it, you have a GPS pin that you can navigate to. This could be the ideal simple solution for a lay down foreman to quickly receive the materials, scan it in a split second, and now there's a record of the location. So we were like, well, that's really compelling. And let's not go down the military route, because if you go down the military route, you have to go through so many bureaucratic layers to get anything done. This seemed like a no-brainer. So we traveled to a couple big construction outfits, GCs, Hensel Phelps, Turner, those lot, managed to get meetings in front of them. And we explored that use case of tracking materials. And it was like they had a script and they both read it verbatim. As soon as we mentioned this, they were like, can you track doors, frames, and hardware? We're to Turner. Same thing. Can you track doors, frames, and hardware? This is an absolute nightmare. And so that's when we decided, look, this is too juicy of a target. Let's pull the stops and get after this one market, because we can solve it right now. We don't need to wait for years and years of programming. We can do it right now with a very simple product.
You know, we've been working with you or been aware of BitRip for, I don't know, maybe a year, maybe more than that. And when it was introduced to us, we were kind of blown away by the, you know, the benefits of the system and the app and all that. And then when we met with Catherine at AHR, she was showing us the app and there were like things on there that weren't there 6 months ago. And I feel like the sky's the limit for this, right? Like there's so many things you can do with that. Catherine, can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely, John. So we kind of talked at the beginning about some of the different, you know, the different partners that we serve. But when we think about BitRip, you're right. It can almost be so overwhelming with, I can put this on my dog's collar and track their shot records. I can put it on a cow and track the cow's shot records, or I can put it on a pole and track punch list items. Like there's so much that you can do that sometimes it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. How do we help our users really focus in and be successful? Because a lot of the users that we work with, they're new to technology. They're new to an app. And we want to make it the best and easiest experience that we can provide. So one of those new features that we're super excited to push out is what we're calling a guided setup experience, or a guided experience, or did you know that you could use BitRip for this? And what this experience does is it takes our three most common users and it builds out how we see them using the software. And those focus on what Nick was talking about, which is this idea of material handling. It's kind of like on the consumer side, you're used to when you get an Amazon package, you get a nice pin dropped and a photograph, and you have all of the information about your Amazon package. So there's no debating Amazon dropped it on your porch when they said they did. And so that's really what we're trying to provide to commercial construction and more of the industrial market. The softwares on that side don't provide that type of fidelity, and it's not easy to access that information. So that's the first area that we're really helping people focus on and going after, is just the idea of material handling in a really simple way with that GPS location and photographic evidence. So that's the first solution we're going down. The other area that we're really starting to tackle is safety. And that's a really broad industry in a really broad term. But specifically, we find that there are daily checks on equipment or harnesses or other types of fall protection or ladders, which is one of the number one things that OSHA says people hurt themselves on job sites is on ladders. And so we're trying to make it really simple to do your daily inspections on your fall protection or your ladders or your forklift. And so that's one of the new features that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. It's just making that so simple. Instead of having to write it on a piece of paper and that documentation potentially going missing, once it's done on BitRip, it's there for good. And then the last area that we're really focusing in on is what we find to be great for HVAC, which is maintenance documentation. We love working with end users to help track the units that they service and keep a good eye on all of the customers that our end users serve. Make sure they've got access to manuals and spare parts lists. And sometimes just knowing when you go out to service a unit at someone's house, what did the last person do? When were we last here? So that kind of information we find is not always communicated or easy to access what was done last time to service this piece of equipment. So it makes it really easy when you can centralize it all under the asset name in the BitRip app.
So Catherine, would you be able then to really, as an asset management tool, be able to know, oh, I'm low on this parts, I should reorder because we've used this many on this many installs. And so you could track all of that and do an automatic reorder and stuff, knowing that the software says I'm short on product A, B, or C?
We are starting to get more into simple counting. We're not necessarily a full-fledged inventory management system, and we don't really want to do that. There are great softwares that handle inventory management. Mm-hmm. What we want to make it really easy to do is exactly what you said. So I'm on a truck. I know I'm about out of this part. How do I get it reordered really quickly? So BitRip allows you to have a little counter on one of the assets, which could be a bin of some type of material on your truck. And you can tick it down or tick it up as you take items out or put new items back in. So yeah, absolutely. It can make just simple counts of inventory really simple. And then we can integrate into whatever your inventory management system is. We've got an open API that allows you to do that. So we'll let those systems handle all the big stuff. And we're just going to make the mobile experience as simple as possible.
And as far as onboarding, bringing the contractor and his team the ability to use the product, talk a little bit about the onboarding of the product.
And that's one of the reasons that we're focusing on this new feature we'll release towards the end of this month, which is a guided setup, is we want to make onboarding as simple as possible for our users. But if you have any questions, we have support phone numbers. We have support emails. We also, every time we have a new feature, we make a video. So there's all kinds of content that we provide on our website and lots of areas where you can make sure that you're getting set up and it's as easy as possible. But like Nick said, we have designed it so a Marine can use it. So we do like to keep things as simple as possible and nothing gets released without his okay.
Dang.
I love the Marine Corps. I love poking fun of it. It's like my brotherhood. We poke fun of each other. So yeah, we're glad to say we're Marine proof, and a lot of Marines will understand what that means.
Yeah. So when did the relationship with SureTape, how did that come about? When did that come about?
So that was an interesting story. So in 2019, before we even did anything, we were at this incubator, and Catherine's father managed to get a number of SureTape, someone we could talk to, because we were thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we made a digital tape? So not necessarily like labels to print, but a rugged tape that had all these labels pre-printed, ready to go, so there was no printing. So how are we going to do that? We need to talk to someone who knows tape. And so Catherine's father knew someone on the SureTape and who we could possibly talk to. Gives me a number. I call it, talk to the person on the end of the phone, outline, hey, you make adhesive tape. I want to make this software that goes on top of the tape. And so we make, smart tape. He was like, great, sounds good. I'm interested, but this is more for my R&D team. Let me give you a contact number for the R&D team. Actually, afterwards, I learned that I was actually speaking to the SureTape CEO, which I didn't know at the time, but it was a pretty big deal. But I caught him in the middle of a golf game, and he took my call, which I thought was super cool. of him to do that. Went to the R&D department, worked with them a little bit. They thought, this is really interesting. Let's help you out as much as we can. Started making some prototypes. And then just a couple years later, I think just talking about it over and over again, the light bulb clicked that this could be a fantastic joint partnership. And it was partly due to the fact that me and Catherine, like at the time, it was a company of two people. We were taking on both software and manufacturing, which for a startup, it's a lot. There was a point in time where I literally had pieces of tape unfurled on my living room floor, and I was scanning, making sure I was QCing all of them. And it was absolute madness. And so they came along and said, look, you guys are the software experts. We're the tape experts. How about you give us the tape and you focus on the software? Which for me was an absolute glorious idea, because it allowed us to focus on what we're good at. So around 2022, we entered into a partnership where they sell our product, the physical portion of the product. They call it BR code. It's sold through Whitecap, Ramtool, RS Hughes, even Home Depot, all the big channels now selling it. And we're the software on top, which was the free mobile app. And we also have a desktop pro app. And so it's been a fantastic partnership because everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I feel like there's safety compliance aspect to this that, you know, guys, you know, especially our listeners, you know, they could put the sticker on a water heater and it has all the inspections and the maintenance listings. I think that's pretty cool thing to think about.
That was a big unlock that we've recently had where we put these, what we discovered was, in the beginning, we allow people to drop anything on the labels. It was basically like just a normal, as I said, Google Drive. You could put photographs, audio, free text. But what we discovered was people didn't want that degree of freedom. They wanted to have a more controlled, standardized way of inputting data. So the project managers loved us, but they didn't like people hand jamming in notes and whatnot. They wanted a more structured nature of it. So we introduced forms. And so what forms do is allow you to scan one of these stickers on a water heater and select a form, and it gives you drop downs, multiple choice, and you can input that data and then press submit. And it automatically puts it onto the sticker, puts it in the cloud for the project manager to see. And it's cuts time in the field because they're not having to type anything. Because let's be honest, like typing out in the field when it's hot, sweaty, and dirty, it's not fun. And I'm telling you, like every other word is incorrect. So the idea of having drop down menus and multiple choice is glorious for those out in the field that don't want to type. And it's great for the project manager because they see information come in a standardized, easy to digest format. So we built this forms quite recently, actually. Only about 2 months ago did we release this feature. And it's actually really gone off like wildfire, especially in, for instance, and Catherine could talk more about it, but you know, there's people that have to make these inspections, ladder inspections, fire extinguisher inspections, harnesses, as well as refrigerant, you name it. Being able to ease the process of tracking that stuff and making sure the inspections get done is a huge benefit for these people that don't have to start chasing pieces of paper around or having to manually go to the location and check it. They make it easy for the field to put the data in, and then they can check it on their laptop anytime, anywhere. So the inspection piece, the form piece, I think has been a massive unlock for us. And we've got some really exciting customers and clients that are using it right now.
So how do our audience contractor, how do they get more information about this? Go to the website? I mean, how do they get the product?
So my recommendation is we are, you know, obviously our website is bitrip.com, bitrip.com. And you can kind of go through the website. I try to make it as simple as possible to explain it. You can go on the website. You can request a free sample code. I actually make the codes myself. So we can send you in an email, you can scan it, you can check out every single feature you want in a matter of minutes. You can also, we have a pro version, the desktop version, which is a little bit more for project managers. You can try that out 30 days free and go at it. But if you want to take the next step after that to actually buy the physical labels, you just go to our shop page, and on our shop page, we have all the different channel partners who sell us. And if you have any issues with that, can't find it, just, you know, I'm always eager to meet new folks. So if you email me at nick@bitrip.com and you're looking for labels because you haven't found the right channel partner to get them through, I'll move heaven and earth to get labels in your hand. So that's the best way to get started. And we've got a bunch of tutorials and training videos on the website to help you out. And that's it. And so there's really no massive upfront cost. You can start playing around with this immediately. One of my biggest sticking points, to kind of sidetrack a little bit, is when you go on any kind of software, construction, whatever, you always have to basically not use the product immediately. You have to sort of book a demo, talk to someone. The pricing is never there. You don't know how much it's going to cost. We're very, very transparent with how much this costs. You can buy $100 worth of tape and free app, or you can go all in and buy a box of tape and a desktop prep. It's up to you. Like, we give you every opportunity to test it out and make sure it's good for you. And there's very, very little risk involved. So that's basically how you do it. There's obviously our website, bitrip.com. And if you want some more information, our friends at SureTape have a dedicated website, BR Code. I think it's brcodetape.com. If you want a real easy place to also look at the tape and the dimensions and all the specs of the tape.
Catherine, the endless amounts of uses and applications for this, I'm surprised NASA hasn't used it yet.
I think Nick might be working on it.
We had a NASA account ask for a free code, so I'm keeping track of what they're doing with that. But yeah, that would be pretty cool. We can say we're space proof.
Well, I mean, I've been sent a couple samples, which I'm gonna in the spring when I get my boat out, I'm gonna use it on my boat for, you know, different maintenance things I'm gonna do on it. Yeah, Catherine, you mentioned, you know, people the idea of putting it on a dog collar to update the vet visits and stuff. I have to ask this: is there any truth to a story about an escort or something, some woman using the product for wardrobe matching or things like that?
We support every BitRip user in any way they choose to use the product. We support them, and we love, especially when they give us a good review.
There you go.
There's a case study for you, JP.
Thank you so much for jumping on. Catherine, we met you at HR. You're such a delight. And you came on the podcast, gave us a brief, you know, introduction to BitRip. This was more of a comprehensive overview of the products and services. Nick, thanks for explaining it a little bit further. And we look forward to the success of BitRip and the services. This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone.